Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. What is your relationship with fashion? Are you somebody who makes a very conscious choice of clothing before going out? Do you take a proper amount of time to style your hair and put on some makeup? Or are you somebody who is happy as long as you look decent and who is more interested in leaving home right away? I think I count myself in the latter group. Even though I do care about looking good and nice, I'm usually satisfied with the bare minimum, and my preparation for outing usually takes between 5 and 10 minutes, but not more. But I have seen quite a few people in my life who are truly dedicated in dressing up nicely anytime they go out. My elder cousin was one of such people. Especially when I was small and she was in her 20s, she used to spend an incredible amount of time and energy whenever she went out somewhere. I remember one occasion when her passion became a little bit extreme and ended up in a rather comical situation. I hope that you will enjoy today's story.
You gotta dress up. Throughout my young childhood, I used to visit my maternal grandmother's house a few times a year for a long stay. My eldest cousin was still living in the same house, and I always looked forward to seeing her, since she always found time to play with me, even though she was quite busy working as a school teacher. It was when I was about 8, and my cousin was in her mid-20s. My cousin was always into wearing cute clothes and styling her hair, but when I visited her that winter, she was even more passionate about fashion. Whenever she went out, she wore special clothes picked specifically for that purpose and took time to curl her hair and put on some makeup before leaving home. Her passion even made her comment to me that I should also do something with my hair to look cuter. One afternoon, we needed some ingredients for supper, and my cousin got the mission to go to the nearest grocery store to grab those items. This grocery store was located 2 minute drive away from the house, and the journey was through several patches of rice fields. When I learned that my cousin was going out for the supper shopping, I decided to join her. I waited for my cousin in the hallway, but there was no sign of her coming. "Aren't we going?" I walked to my cousin's room and opened the door. My cousin had changed into a dress and was now working on her hair with a curling iron. "Yes, we are going, hon. I'm just preparing for it. Come inside, it'll take some time," my cousin replied without stopping her hand. "But cousin, I thought we were only going to the grocery store." "Yes, we are. Does that make any difference? It's important to dress up." Disappointed that we were not leaving soon, I sat next to my cousin. I knew how long my cousin's outing preparation was going to take. I decided to entertain myself by watching my cousin use her curling iron and makeup kit, none of which existed in my house, since none of my parents used them. After about an hour, finally, my cousin was ready. I was about to jump to my feet when my cousin stopped me. "Hey, hon, you can't go like that." She pointed to my outfit. I was wearing a sweater and trousers as usual, and my semi-long hair wasn't properly tied. Don't you have better clothes than that? No, I answered. Then at least we must make your hair look better. Come here. And before I could answer or protest, she dragged me in front of her and started to make two braids. At least I liked that hairstyle, so I closed my mouth and let my cousin do whatever she wanted to do with my hair. About half an hour later, finally we were both ready. Yes, you look much better now, my cousin nodded. Now we can go. Thus, my cousin and I finally left home in my cousin's Toyota Corolla. We drove through several patches of rice fields and arrived at the grocery store. We felt like the most fashionable people in the store, and we probably were, since a person could have come to the store in her pajamas and she would have mixed in the crowd just fine.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mapleandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's maple-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.